better. Whoa. Whoa.
That's last chance to do it. It's 8:30. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, Setzer. Terry will be gone all day. Gary will be gone all day. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move the agenda be approved as presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 with two absent. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I'd move the minutes be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 5-0. Comments from the public and requests.
I abstained. I was absent.
Oh, I missed that. Bauman abstaining, so it's 4 in favor, and then Bauman abstaining because he was absent from the meeting. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 33.
Get all the way around here.
Make a motion to approve that tax correction slip, and I believe it's 129.42.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Lorene, what's up? Anything today?
No, not much. We're just getting ready for the new year, rolling things over, you know, that we have to do. And we're looking at the quality and quantity of assessments in Beatrice and Wymore. Beatrice is a little high. Wymore, there's just a lot. Beatrice, there's just a lot going on. So we're looking at those. And Dan was telling me that there's a lot of construction out in the rural, so you'll have a lot of pickup work to do this year. So that's about it. And I, for one, would like to say that I personally appreciate a chairman that actually calls me by my name. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Patty. How many times did you do that? You did it all the time. You're welcome. Question. When the board next meeting, two meetings, do their standing rules, changed their board direction, this action we just took today, could it wait and do it on a monthly basis because it changes nothing, correct?
Right.
So just for an efficiency viewpoint, I believe equalization needs to go to once a month, whenever action deems it necessary. If you have things that need to be done, then you do it that time. But that might be something you look at, changing in your standing rules. So anything else for equalization?
I think we better go back and look at approving or disapproving the minutes. We didn't have a quorum on that vote.
We had a quorum by that was here, though, correct?
Well, I'm sorry. He had 4.
We had 4. 3 abstained.
Quorum is 5.
Yeah, he abstained. You better go back and you can vote, can't
I? I did vote.
Oh, okay.
It's 4-0 with Matt abstaining.
4-1.
So, I mean, we have a quorum of the room.
Of the room,
but
yeah.
We don't have a quorum of the board.
Yeah.
Very valid point, I guess.
I think probably we should hold the approval or disapproval of the minutes of that last meeting for our next board meeting.
Yep.
Okay, that works for me. I kind of like that.
Do you have a replacement?
We'll have.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he could vote, though.
Okay, so.
What else do you have on
Read the motion back on that so we can move that over to the next one.
Well,
so we
it's
know
just
what
the approve or disapprove minutes of previous meetings, so we will just pull that motion and place on the next meeting.
As we ratified it without a quorum, we need
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let's just look at this because there are standing
good.
Rules.
Reading the standing rules here.
Yeah.
I
think we're okay.
Simple majority.
We had a quorum in the room.
I thought a simple majority was enough, but unless state statute designates, but no. I think the budget you have
it's
to have.
It's a simple motion. It doesn't require a super majority.
Vote.
What else you want to talk about?
Oh. Well, I thought you were still figuring out your...
Well, Roger is.
I don't really have anything. Is there anything you want to know?
No. Rex, I'll bring up, and this is just more for discussion than anything. You know, when Rex and I were out at the convention there the other week, and some of those counties out, some of the more rural counties are really concerned about the, I guess, the ag value and what that's doing to their county. And visiting with just some of the other supervisors or whatever you call them out there, and that someday if this turns around and goes back the other way, what are they going to do? I mean, that's, you know, our county will be affected too, but not, some of those counties are, they were 90-95% rural, and boy, listening to some of them, they don't have no problems meeting some of their budgets now because the valuation's going up so much. But when it goes back around the other way and starts going down, then what are, because they...
What goes down always goes up, but what goes up will come down also.
You know, and it just visiting with some of those, there were some interesting comments. And I mean, I know you guys, I mean, you'll have part of that too and part of our budget and everything we'll have to work with. But some of them have a lot of concerns out in part of the rural area. And one other thing, reading in the newspaper or something, you know, like 3-4 years ago, there was like 4 or 5 school districts that didn't get state aid. They said last year, you know, this coming year, whatever, there's 100 of them, and most all of them are rural. Well, my question is, where's that state aid going to? It's going to the other schools. Someday, when this switches around, then what's going to happen? And how's the legislature going to handle all that? You know, and I mean, there was a lot of discussion amongst commissioners out there about some of those issues. And you know, today we're sitting here and think we're okay, but 5 years, 10 years down the road, what will be the issues, I guess? So
we have to be very, very careful about what we're doing in our budget on things that for now, but ongoing, we need to be very, very careful.
Yeah, that you feel like you may have the money to appropriate in the current years, but in 5 years from now, there may not be money there to do some of the things you're doing now or planning on doing. I mean, that was just some of the discussion out there. I was amazed how many of the people brought that up when you sat down and visited with them.
Okay, Roger's under the opinion we're okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. If a simple quorum on a simple motion like this would be sufficient. And I'll do a little double check on it. But
okay.
I think we're right.
And if it needs straightened out, you can do it in 2 weeks, but it'll stand as it was. Anything else for equalization? Thank you. Gage County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:40.